Our next speaker is Monique Côté. Monique has been employed by the City of Montreal since 1982. She was elected vice president to the position of vice president, city sector at the SFMM, which is the Montreal Municipal Workers Union. She has a university education in labor rights and college training in social work. On October 6, 2005, she was elected to head the union local. She's the second woman to have presided over the union since its creation. During more than 25 years of union activism, she's held every position in the union: steward, social steward, director, vice president, and general secretary. Monique was the union spokesperson during negotiations to renew the City Montreal white-collar workers' collective agreement. The main union gains are related to equity and social justice. She's going to be talking about a lot of the gains that they made for balancing work and family, including flex time, creation of a special bank for hours, and additional benefits from the Quebec Parental Insurance Plan. She's the current union spokesperson and representative for pay equity. So, Monique.
Good morning to everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank Paul Moist and Claude Généreux and the entire QP national team on behalf of my local and my members. This invitation is wonderful because this is a wonderful forum for us to share with you our latest bargaining experience, which was very different from the experiences that we had beforehand. But it's also the same thing that other units in Montreal are going through right now. First of all, I'd like to tell you that our local represents about 10,000 members, and about 60% of these members are women. 10,000 members, 60% women. We've been in existence for 80 years. In those 80 years, only two women have been president of this local, and I'm the second one, Ginette Proulx. You might remember Ginette Proulx. Back in 1990, she was a member of the NEB. We have an executive made up of 9 elected members, and aside from me, there are 2 other positions held by women. The recording treasurer. It's the first time in our union that we have a woman who's the treasurer, and after 80 years of existence, and a woman vice president who is responsible for the women's committee. I know she's here today. I don't know where she is. It's a big room up there. In the back, there are some people. There she is, in the rear right. Now, first of all, I'm going to talk to you about the bargaining context so that you can understand how we were able to get so many gains with respect to this balance between work and family. And then I'm going to talk to you about our new project. And we have several demands with respect to this balance, the results of it. And I'm going to finally talk to you about the work that was done on recipes which allowed us to win, what we did win. First of all, the bargaining context in Montreal was a very difficult context, since our mayor had publicly said in all the media, he said, we're going to freeze the wages for 2007 for all municipal employees, a wage freeze. At the same time, he met with us and all the different accreditees, the inside, outside workers, the policemen, the professionals, the firemen, and everybody else, all the other units. And he gave us 5 minutes to announce the freeze, and 5 minutes later he went into the next room at the City Hall with all the media from the entire province to say that there will be no increases in 2009 for no employee in the City of Montreal. So, as we say in French, I don't know how you say it in English, but he said he painted himself into a corner. And we said, well, what are we going to do now? What can we do? We were persuaded that he would not move from this position. So what we did was, we decided to take advantage of this context and to go see our members and see what the other priorities could be in our bargaining. We had a very good idea. You'll see in a minute what I mean. But for several years, we had been fighting to get rights with respect to family and work balance. And at the end of the bargaining sessions, at the end of our bargaining, we would always get, you know, wage increases and all that stuff, but we didn't get anything with respect to this balance between work and the family. So we had municipal restructuring, which meant that we had merger of 29 municipalities into the city of Montreal to say one island, one city. And then there was a demerger in 2006 where 15 municipalities opted out. And that means that we only multiplied the number of collective agreements that we had to renegotiate. This meant that this decentralization was a decentralization of power from Montreal, from 19 quarters. They call them neighborhoods or quarters. So now we had so much more work to do. So we had to now negotiate 25 collective agreements and 19 different components, or 17 elements, were in these 19 districts in the city of Montreal alone. So it was a very complex. Our biggest challenge, we agreed to, was to maintain parity from one end of the island to the other. So what we're going to negotiate in Montreal, we want to negotiate it in those 15 newly reconstituted cities. Because all of our members, no matter what city or municipality they worked in, we wanted to get the same thing. This was certainly true for work conditions and wage conditions. Now, in order to arrive at this point, our strategy was, first of all, to work with the most important city, that is to say, Montreal, and then meet with the other municipalities on the island, those 15 newly created cities, in order to export and even improve our results with Montreal if we could. Now, in Montreal, the elected officials, because of the pressure brought to bear by the citizens, they started consulting, citizens' consultations, in order to give the city an equality participation between men and women in the city, and a family policy which would make Montreal more attractive to workers. So these two policies aimed at the citizens and at the employees, municipal employees, I'm convinced, as my team is, for the municipal employees, if we did not take care of our own business, the elected people would have only listened to the citizens and neglected us. And I think a sister said a minute ago, they would have said, oh, the employees are unimportant, but we have to take care of ourselves. So we said, we're going to take care of this political aspect. And the timing was really very good for us. So the first step was to set up consultations with our members on the entire island. And we then talked about our priorities with respect to benefits, mobility, job security, wages. We wanted to know what the employees wanted to keep, what they wanted to change, what they wanted to improve, and where they were satisfied. So our goal here was to, first of all, make our members aware of their current working conditions. So they're telling me that I don't have much time. I thought I was going to have... Oh, I've been speaking more than 2 minutes already. I thought it was 2 minutes. My God, I'm really slow. Sorry. Now, I'm going to very briefly talk to you about the gains that we did have. First of all, we accepted to sign zero. We're the only union that accepted zero as an increase. So we now have a global time bank. This means that the workers can accumulate in certain cities up to 560 hours of work to take care of their kids from 0 to 6 years of age. And now it goes from 0 to 18 years of age for children. And we can also take care of people who are ill, parents or children who are ill. 560 hours can be banked. We also got flex hours for everybody. Flex hours for us means you can come in the morning anytime before 9 o'clock and you can leave as of 3. We asked the city for this and we got a commitment, a letter signed by the mayor to tell us that this would be implanted everywhere in Montreal. We put it to practice everywhere. We have a committee looking into flex hours everywhere on the island. Another thing we gained for all wage earners who are in precarious positions, and that's about 85% women, especially in the libraries, as you probably know. We got working conditions, parity work conditions, so the same vacation as permanent employees, the same unemployment benefits when they're on maternity leave. They got 90% compensation so that they can have maternity leave without losing any salary. These things that we didn't have, and we put our focus on these. We had an Appendix C, which was for the precarious positions. Appendix C does no longer exist in the city of Montreal. We have certain things that we could not lose. There were about 20 pages. Now we have 2 pages. This was historic for us because we could tell our members that from now on, for all those precarious positions and for the permanent people, there is no difference with respect to working conditions. This is wonderful for us. If you allow me to finish up, I don't have the time to talk about all the gains. I would love to give you the entire list because we're very proud of it, but I'd like to talk to you about our recipe for success. Our success, our accomplishments are due to the fact that every year our union, and I know that the women's group will be here this afternoon, with the support of our vice president and the person who's responsible for EAP, we organize 8 March every year, and this 8 March activity is important for us to share with all the women and to see what we must do, what is not right in the collective agreement for our women. Wages are important for everybody, for sure, but there are so many other things that are important for women that we have to sacrifice sometime because we're only concerned with money. We're living in an economic context where the mayor was painted into a corner. We knew he wouldn't get out of that position. He would not. He wanted zero, so he said, okay, we'll give him zero. No, salary freeze, wage freeze. But what we were going to get in 2007 and the years following that would go way beyond salary. And our members in their general meeting of members were very happy to see how the solidarity that we had when everybody voted to accept these collective agreements. You know, whether they were in permanent positions or precarious positions, everybody was there in solidarity. Men and women both, the men supported us, and we really had a lot of gains despite the wage freeze. And I'm very happy to tell you what we did gain despite the wage freezes. Thank you very much.